It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. Today is the birthday of 20th century African-American writer and scholar Ralph Ellison, best known for his renowned award-winning novel, Invisible Man. Ellison's credo as a writer may be summed up in these words: "If the Negro or any other writer is going to do what is expected of him, he's lost the battle before he even takes the field." I suspect that all the agony that goes into writing is born precisely because the writer longs for acceptance, but it must be acceptance on his own terms. Ellison was born in 1914 in Oklahoma City and studied music before moving to New York, where he began working as a writer. He published his best-selling acclaimed first novel, Invisible Man, in 1952. It would be seen as a seminal work on marginalization from an African-American protagonist's perspective. Ellison's unfinished novel, Juneteenth, was published posthumously in 1999. He was named for journalist and poet Ralph Waldo Emerson. His doting father, Lewis, who loved children and read books voraciously, worked as an ice and coal delivery man. He died from a work-related accident when Ellison was only 3 years old. His mother, Ida, then took on the task of raising Ralph and his younger brother by herself, working at a variety of jobs to make ends meet. In his future book of essays, Shadow and Act, Ellison described himself and several of his friends growing up as young Renaissance men, people who looked up to culture and intellectualism as a source of identity. A budding instrumentalist, Ellison took up the cornet at age 8, and years later, as a trumpeter, he attended Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, where he studied music with his eye on becoming a symphony composer. In 1936, Ellison went to New York over the summer with the intent of earning enough money to pay for his college expenses, but instead he relocated. He started to work as a researcher and writer for the New York Federal Writers Program, and was befriended by writers Richard Wright, Langston Hughes, and Alan Locke. During this period, he began to publish some of his essays and short stories and worked as managing editor for the Negro Quarterly. He later enlisted as a merchant marine cook during World War II. Married briefly before, in 1946, he wed Fanny McConnell, and the two would remain together for the rest of Ellison's life. He traveled throughout Europe in the mid-1950s and lived in Rome for 2 years after becoming an American Academy Fellow. He continued writing and taught at colleges and universities, including Bard College and New York University. He published his second collection of essays, Going to the Territory, in 1986. Yet he was stalled over the decades from completing his second novel, which he envisioned as a great American saga. Ralph Ellison died from pancreatic cancer in New York on April 16, 1994. His literary legacy continues to be significant. A substantial collection of his essays was released in the fall of 1995, and Flying Home, a collection of short stories, appeared in the fall of 1996. Years later, scholar Arnold Rampersad wrote a well-received critical biography on Ellison that was published in 2007. And his masterpiece, Invisible Man, continues to be one of the most highly regarded works in the American literary canon. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 1st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.